This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now to a story of coronavirus consequences. The CEOs of some of the largest consumer products companies, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, are weighing in on what they say is a question of human rights on the high seas. Because of coronavirus measures, some 300,000 people who work on commercial vessels, you know, the kind that carry food and health and hygiene products, among other things, are stuck on their ships, unable to leave. Governments around the world have closed ports, borders, and other travel facilities that allow crew changes. And not being able to change crews on these ships is a problem for the health and safety of workers, as well as a pretty good way to clog up supply chains. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Typically, commercial ship workers sign contracts of 6 or 10 or 12 months, and when that's up, the ships swap crews at the next port.
But whenever they came near the ports, the port is not allowing any kind of the transfer.
Bronco Berlin is with the International Transport Workers Federation. He says some workers have been stuck on board for 17 months, and that some ports accept products but not people. In one case, several ports refused to take the body of a ship worker who died.
And then we actually find the way that a body was taken in Singapore, and after 15 days on board a ship.
The issue of overworked crews is clogging up the supply chain. Tom Derry, CEO of the Institute for Supply Management, says officials in places like Australia are now starting to ban improperly staffed ships from sailing.
Because we're seeing these ships are sort of taken out of circulation, as it were, we've seen rates for freight crossing the Pacific more than quadruple since June.
He says delays are causing fridge and dishwasher shortages in the U.S. And keeping goods moving is critical to the multinational firms that are now pressuring the UN to get involved. The group is the Consumer Goods Forum, and Didier Bergeret is director.
We can't face the risk of global supply chains being disrupted, and all of this at the expense of workers' well-being.
Meantime, the workers remain mostly invisible, says Andrew Kinsey. He's a marine risk consultant at the insurer Allianz.
When you go into a store and you look at items on the shelves, the way they got to that shelf was via ship. As a consumer, we're blind to it.
But 80% of the goods in the world are delivered by sea. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.